This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, baby! How about that? The waters have been calmed. Everybody can just take a deep breath and a sigh of relief, baby. You got a little adversity. You got a little momentum stolen. You gave up another kickoff return. Your special team still wasn't special. You had some hairy moments. You still have red zone issues. But you know what? It's a lot better to correct things after a victory, especially against the Seattle Seahawks, in which the Niners have beat six straight times. Three trips to Seattle for Brock Purdy. Three victories. And we asked for number 97. We asked for number 97, Nick Bosa. And you know what? He set the tone right away on the first three plays of the game. Nick Bosa was generational last night. That's what you need from the highest paid defensive player in football. 97 showed up, 54 showed up, and how about those kids? How about those kids? Malik Mustafa, Renardo Green, Isaac Garrido. In a body bag game, a physical football game, the Niners, even their record of 3-3, they get their first victory in the NFC, get their first victory in the NFC West. And baby, we got a victory Friday, and we'll buckle up for the Kansas City Chiefs, but we'll do that next week. Let's gloat and beat those 12s, those fake-ass fans up there in Seattle. Woo! Feels good on a victory Friday, Shasky.
You know, it's just, oh my God, what a game. Two other youngsters, Darrell Luter with a big punch out, yep. And my guy Bethune with the recovery on the punt. That was a very big play. I want to start with Debo. And Purdy was awesome in this game, and we'll get to Purdy. Debo Samuel. Every time we try to throw this guy in the casket and just bury him and throw him away, he has a game like he had last night. And, you know, we talk about these great players, B.
Generational,
like,
players.
No, but we do this thing. We're like, well, they didn't win anything. They're losers because they didn't win the ultimate championship. You're telling me, like, I always say this to people, Tony Gwynn's not a winner. He's not an all-time player.
King Griffey Jr.
Yeah, exactly. Barry Bonds. We can go down the list, right? And in football, there's plenty of guys. The whole entire Buffalo Bills team, for crying out loud. Right. Talking about legends.
Thurman Thomas.
Exactly.
Bruce Smith.
Let's go to our team. Like, Patrick Willis wasn't a legend.
Yeah, right.
Couldn't have stepped on any field. Patrick Willis wasn't a winner. I'm watching Debo Samuel, and I know they've fallen short in the biggest games. Right. Believe me, I get it. That was a huge game. And in that first quarter, as that ball's in the air, Niner fans, I know you're thinking what I'm thinking. Oh, boy. And I loved it because we're throwing it and ripping it down deep. But we're all thinking the same thing. Where's the safety? Where's the safety? Where's the safety? And then Debo Samuel, who's not a high point guy, who's not some down the field threat necessarily, goes up, snags it in midair, and the home run hitter, Debo Samuel, number one, goes flying into the end zone and is waving at fans. And I'm saying, this guy, every time I try to throw him in the ground, bury him in the casket, he comes out like the Undertaker. I just, Debo Samuel, stop disrespecting Debo, fans. I did it a couple years ago, and I apologize. Every time I'm ready to run this guy out of town, he comes back, and he has a game like he had yesterday.
Say I'm sorry, sir.
Yes, I will say I'm sorry again. And all you people doubting Debo, Debo is the heartbeat at times of this team. And I know he frustrates us. There are times he's not going to run hard. But come on, man. Yeah. When you're in a body bag game, you want a Debo Samuel on your field.
Hey, listen, man. Debo Samuel, you know how I feel about Debo Samuel. He's an all-time 49er. And I don't even think that was his most impressive catch, although it went for 76 yards. But I thought early on, helping out your quarterback. Sometimes Purdy's not going to throw the perfect pass. And I thought Purdy was very solid yesterday. Purdy was fine. Scrambling at times a little bit. They'll clean that up. It was a step in the right direction. But how about Debo Samuel on a third down where Brock Purdy throws behind him on a drag route, and Debo with his right hand taps it to himself on the key third down with the crowd roaring. You're deep in enemy territory. You're backed up against the wall, and he taps it to himself, makes that catch to give the 49ers a first down. That little play right there, and I said to myself, okay, Debo's ready to roll. Now, no, it wasn't the biggest IU game, but obviously teams are focusing on Brandon Ayuk, which is opening up things for everything. And then, by the way, George Kittle. As Debo Samuel makes his play, Shasky, in the 76-yard home run hitter, one play, big play, drive, touchdown, you go up 10-0, and shut up the 12s. Number 85, and there's been a lineage of great tight ends with the San Francisco 49ers. You know, the Russ Francis is getting them over for the New England Patriots after he sits out a year. You get your Britt Jones, right? You get your Vernon Davises. We love Greg Clark. We did. But you
now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Know what? George Kittle. When it's all said and done, we're going to look at number 85. George Kittle say, yeah, that's the best tight end in 49ers franchise history. The blocking. Debo and dudes. Justin, how about early in the football game on a run block to Justin Love, and he just plants him into the turf. Plants him into the turf. Gets up looking for somebody else to block. He catches a pass on the sideline, and instead of running out of bounds, Shasky, he's looking for contact, and he goes and pulls over somebody. He doesn't care about getting injured. He just wants to send a message, set a tone for his football team. And then the great out route catching that pass on the dive for Brock Purdy, and then the second touchdown pass. And we'll get into the numbers of what he's done against Seattle during the 6-game winning streak. George Kittle, when it's all said and done, we don't talk about it enough. We just don't. He's an all-time 49er, and his number may go up into the rafters in 49ers franchise history. George Kittle is that dude. Also, alongside Debo Samuel, and alongside Kyle Juszczyk, and alongside this physical football team, that when it's time to inflict punishment and set a tone and win a big game, these guys have won a lot of big games. So give George Kittle his flowers as well today, Shasky. This guy had a monster game against the 12s yesterday.
No doubt about it. And B, I'm watching Brock Purdy yesterday. I just thought he was masterful. Early on, the legs and his ability to scramble and kind of just make plays happen. There was a couple plays, we're all holding our breath, but I thought he was excellent running for first downs on key third downs, realizing where, hey, if they're going to be in man and I'm going to get pressured, there's a lot of room to run underneath. But he did a great job using his eyes. Like, there was a matchup pre-snap he wanted to go to. He used his eyes, instead of just staring that guy down, to move a safety, move a linebacker out of the way, and then rip it. He had a throw to Jennings on third down that was just perfect. He had that throw to Ayuk over the middle, which was just, I mean, you want to talk about double A anticipation, which is an absolute dime. And then the throw to Kittle was...
It was a laser beam. Outside the numbers, it was unbelievable. So everybody was clicking. Now, the red zone issues, we'll get to that. Still not great. I don't love the play calling. I don't love the personnel. That's a Shanahan issue right there. But you know what? I'll say this about Shanahan. Is that the most emotion he's ever shown on the sideline during a football game? He was pumping his fist. He was doing a touchdown sign. He was yelling back and forth. You could feel the intensity from the head coach knowing that this is a big game to get back to 500. And look, if you get a split over the next two games, I don't think a Niner fan's going to complain about being 4-4 going into the bye week. But at least with the win yesterday, you allow yourself to think big and get greedy. So I thought Shanahan, look, situational play calling was suspect, but I thought overall the game plan was really good.
No doubt about it. And Shanahan showing emotion while Al Michaels shows none was the perfect balance. I had to get that in. D'Amino Lenore is another player I just don't think we talk enough about. I think D'Amino Lenore is a great football player.
Yep.
The guy stuffs the run. He'll blitz. He's a great cover corner. He had the punch out in the red zone, which was just a brilliant play. He's always healthy. He plays inside, outside. I just think he's an excellent football player we don't talk enough about. I thought D'Amino Lenore was fantastic last night.
He was.
Number two needs to get signed long term. I don't want to see that guy go. He
won't.
He's
won't
a great player. Bonte, he's a great player.
He won't be gone. Michael Silva wrote earlier to see in the offseason in the Chronicle saying that he's the next superstar with the San Francisco 49ers. And he plays like a superstar, and he talks like a superstar. And when he's on that football field with the swagger, he looks like a superstar. He played big yesterday against DK, Jackson Smith, and Jigba without Charvarius Ward, which was hairy. I'm thinking, boy, no Charvarius Ward, number seven? You're going to depend on the looters, the George Odoms, and George Odom freaked me out a couple times. They're going to have to figure that out. Hopefully Malik Mustafa is going to be healthy here. But to have Renardo Green alongside Diamador Lenore, how many Niner fans out there had the vision of like, wow, in 3-4 years, we're going to have Renardo Green and Diamador Lenore on the outside playing corner? I like that scenario. I like that situation. So you're right about number two. Just real quick, back to George Kittle for a second, just to show how dominant he's been against Seattle over his last six games. Last six games against Seattle, 26 catches on 35 targets. 464 receiving yards and 7 touchdowns. He had to deny for 181. He backed it up with a 4 for 93. He had a 2 for 37, which was real quiet in that wild card game. But then you got touchdowns galore, 5 for 76 last night, 6 for 58, and a couple tugs. It gets the rival, and we heard that yesterday about George Kittle. Let the youngsters know, when we play Seattle and go up to Seattle, it's a different beast. These are the games we got to have. This is a rivalry game, and we want to continue to dominate this rivalry. And the youngsters responded to George Kittle. They really did, because everybody played like they were desperate yesterday up there against Seattle in a monster game. So George Kittle, in his last six against Seattle, has been all-time dominant against the biggest rivals. We think Russell Wilson is being a 49er killer. Well, George Kittle, as I went off with Soft the Dick yesterday, they said the guy they hate is George Kittle. I see why they hate George Kittle, because he continues to dominate against them, man. What a game for that tight end.
It's so funny how everybody's constantly trying to, like, take someone off this team. We got to move this guy. Got to cut that guy. Got to move it. Like, George, okay, he makes a fraction of what all the top receivers make, okay? So tight ends just by nature are great value. And this guy is an all-timer. Speed, power, catch radius. I mean, now he's making acrobatic red zone catches. He's done it multiple times this year. Now they're actually running mesh plays, not just for him, but for Debo. There was the Debo play. They ran the mesh route, and it was like a jump ball, kind of like fade. I thought it was a great ball by Purdy. Right. Debo's the shortest guy of all those wide receivers. If that's for Kittle, that's a touchdown. Like, there's not a question in my mind. But I love that they were actually running matchup plays. They waited till third down to run them, but I'm okay. Like, that's growth. Bonte, he's a legend. 85 is an all-time player. He's going to come on and off the field 1,000 times. He's so physical. He's going to get hurt. That's just baked into it.
No, it is.
But I know when push comes to shove, I'm getting all I can from George Kittle.
No doubt. Debo, George Kittle. And then, again, I want to go back to Nick Bosa, because the stat sheet is not going to give Bosa his credit. And I've called out Bosa all week long. I've called him out all season long. He is the most important player. He may not be the best player on that defense, because I thought Fred Warner had some woo hits, and I thought he set a tone yesterday. Fred was flying, could have had an interception. Fred was back yesterday. Number 54 was back. But 97, Nick Bosa, what he did yesterday, set the edge on the run, making sure Kenneth Walker III couldn't get outside, containing outside, which we haven't seen a lot of from Nick Bosa at times. Teams running at him. Well, Seattle stopped running at him. And then when it came to pushing the pocket, forcing interceptions, forcing incompletions, number 97, Nick Bosa, was in the backfield all game long. And that's the guy I'm looking for. That's the defensive end that the Niners paid to be. Yesterday, Nick Bosa on primetime television. Kirk Herbstreit couldn't stop talking about the guy. It was like the Bosa broadcast. They were talking about number 97 every two plays.
They are Ohio State buddies.
Yeah, they are.
So,
they
you know, I mean, it makes sense to me. But the first drive, obviously, you referenced the him in the backfield, and he's grabbing Charbonnet, I believe, jersey, and then they ended up getting a loss on that play. But like, Bosa caused that that interception. They're marching down on that first drive, and he just whaps Geno, and you know Geno felt the footsteps, and so he threw it a little high. And Malik Mustafa, I said to you when we first saw him, I go, dude, he kind of reminds me, and again, Bob Sanders is an all-time player. His body doesn't give out, he's like a first ballot Hall of Famer. Bob Sanders, but what I mean is, like, short, explosive, probably gonna have a short career because of how, like, you, if you play that way, the way Malik Mustafa does at that size, you're not gonna last long. And probably I don't not. Even know, did he get yanked or did he get hurt?
He got an ankle injury.
So that was an ankle. Because yeah, Odom ankle. Played a lot at the end. I didn't know. I must have missed that.
An ankle. Mustafa had to leave. That's why I was texting. Okay. I was in the thread saying George Odom. And George Odom, you know what? George Odom. you better bring another safety in here. Let me just say that. Because George Odom struggles in pass coverage. And what did my old broadcast partners say? The other team will let you know what your weakness is. Well, Seattle saw number 30, and they went at George Odom all second half. That's a problem there. We're gonna, but it's good to have that problem after a victory. But George Odom scares the living daylights out of me.
I totally agree. And there were multiple DK drops and then multiple infractions on Seattle to negate big DK plays, the touchdown being one of them, where they went right over the top of Odom. I thought Mustafa and Brown for the first quarter and a half when they were out there together were hitting. They were hitting and they were flying and they were wrapping up. I love Mustafa. I'm not saying he's Bob Sam. I'm just saying he's a small guy who packs a punch and his vertical. There were a couple plays that were airmails and he comes flying out of nowhere and I'm going, dude, this guy gives us a level of athleticism I haven't seen on the back end in a long time.
You know, and I thought coming in now, when you think about it, and I got some numbers on Debo versus Seattle because he's also dominated.
I love Debo.
Kittle and Debo.
Debo legitimately was one of my father's favorite players because of the way he played. My dad loved physical run-through-your-face guys.
You know what? Since we're here, I remember going back to that draft. We had a conversation the day of that draft because I remember doing a watch party at Nick's Crispy Tacos.
Oh, yeah.
It was during the playoffs at the NFL draft that year. And we were talking about who to get. And I know you love DK. And I love DK, too. I think DK could be an all-time player. And I remember you said, I would take DK in the top five. And you were right. He's worth that. But the guy I wanted in that draft, because of the time they spent in the Senior Bowl, it's like there's something about this Debo Samuel guy that I want. And it's rare that your favorite team takes the player that you want coming out of college. How many years the Warriors and the Niners have never taken a player that I want? I'm like, how does he go there? Why? Why couldn't the Niners draft him? But they drafted Debo Samuel, one of the first in my lifetime where I'm like, wow, they drafted a player I really, really wanted. And you don't know what he is. He could be a receiver. He's playing running back yesterday. I just call him the ultimate playmaker, the ultimate game changer. Put the ball in his hands, and he's going to make plays. And he reminded everybody yesterday that if you miss a tackle on him and he gets an open space, he has the ability to take a 10-yard catch, 70 yards. The ability to take a 15-yard catch, 80 yards. And so Debo Samuel, in his last eight games against Seattle, Shasky, 49 catches, 877 yards, and eight touchdowns. And that's against a division opponent.
It's incredible. With great secondary. Like, Witherspoon's a great player.
Yeah, Witherspoon and their safeties, they have body wet. Last eight games against Seattle, Debo Samuel, 49 catches, 877 yards, and eight touchdowns.
Yeah, he's ridiculous.
He's dominated Seattle.
Bonte, when you go to the game, like I know, like not everyone goes to the game. So, right. Most people that are Niner fans are watching. Very few actually go to the games.
Yep.
But there's something I pick up, because there is a tangible thing that you can feel when you go to the games. Opening night, it was me and Rocco against the Jets Monday night, and they're coming out of the tunnel. And you just watch the way the other players respond to Debo Samuel on the field before the game.
Mm-hmm.
And Rocco turns to me, he's like, there's just no way they're ever getting rid of, obviously down the line, but like right now, there's just no way they're getting rid of this guy. He means too much to those guys on that field and what they do. Is he going to have a dud? Sure. All the great players have duds. Look around the league. Mahomes will have a dud here, and Josh Allen.
Mahomes has had duds.
Jerry Rice had duds, right? And I love Jerry Rice. One of the most consistent best players ever in any sport. Debo Samuel brings so many things. And in the big time bright light games, I know the Super Bowl, he didn't have his best moment, but that NFC Championship game, he was monstrous. And against, obviously, Philadelphia last year, I mean, he close curtained those guys. No. Last night in Seattle, I thought the first quarter, early in the game, that's one of those momentum home run plays. Like, when we go to his montage of highlights when his career is over, he's going to have so many sick 50-plus yard runs, it's not even funny.
In the swing games as well. When you think about the swing games, Jimmy Garoppolo, Chicago, he's in Chicago. We don't know if he's going to start again. Trey Lance is lurking, right? And Shanahan has said, we may have gotten to Trey Lance if they didn't win that football game. And he takes that wide receiver screen 80-plus yards and gets tackled at the one-yard line to flip that football game. He's had moments like that in all the big-time swing games. So Kittle, Debo, Nick Bosa, Fred Warner, Purdy, the stars played like stars. But boy, it was great to see the complimentary pieces. Isaac Grindo, Patrick Taylor Jr., Jordan Mason again. Hopefully his shoulder's okay. The offensive line blew open hole after hole after hole after hole. And then you get this young secondary with Deommodore Lenore, Renardo Green, Malik Mustafa, and we're feeling good about ourselves. And you know what? They did another thing late in the second half. Devontae Campbell wasn't on the field. The D. Winters movement was happening. The Dre Greenlaw movement is happening. The Niners will move on from him, and you got great complimentary pass rushes on this defensive line. Oh, I'm fired up today. 888-957-9570 is the number, Niner fans. How are we feeling on the Victory Friday?
You know it's a great day when Ronnie Bell makes a play on special teams.
I was going to say
nothing. Ronnie Bell!
I was going to say
nothing. Where are you at, Niner fans? It's a Friday, baby!
We got a kicker. Well, we may need another kicker.
Who cares? That guy couldn't kick it that far anyway.
Oh, and you know what? I thought about this as we go to break. Damon and SF.
Make sure you don't miss that break, bro.
We're going to miss this break.
We're platooning kickers.
Damon and SF yesterday dropped off the phone lines. He had a caption that said, Wisnowski's the X Factor. Well, you know what? Mitch Wisnowski punted his ass off yesterday. 3 inside the 20, a couple inside the 5-yard line. Wisnowski was solid yesterday. So, Damon, call back. You were right. Wisnowski was an X Factor. 888-957-9570. What you like? What didn't you like? What do the Niners need to improve on? Who was the key in that game yesterday?
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.